As teachers, we really do love our whiteboards. They help us to get ideas across visually and really to give students something to focus on whenever we're talking. But whenever we're in a remote learning setting, or if we're trying to engage our students online, sometimes the whiteboard doesn't cross over so easily. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about some online whiteboard options you can use, whether you're in a remote learning setting or a face-to-face learning setting. Episode 182 starts right now.
I'm Andrew Murata, host of the Education Leadership and Beyond podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you are listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. When I was teaching high school Spanish, I totally depended on my whiteboard. I used it all the time, really, to show students how to conjugate verbs in Spanish, when I put words up on the board that I wanted to emphasize. But I especially relied on it whenever I was doing storytelling. This was the way that so often that we would practice our new words and our new grammar structures was by telling stories. And I would make little drawings on the board of the characters we were talking about and the settings, and it would just kind of make things come to life. And I've realized that I don't think I'm the only person who really likes having a whiteboard in a classroom. But B, sometimes that whiteboard option doesn't cross over super easily into a remote learning setting. And really, sometimes, even if we're not doing remote learning, we want to engage students in digital spaces, and having a digital option would be really nice. And even though we could really aim our webcam at a whiteboard and draw on it in front of a video call, you know, like a Google Meet or a Zoom or something, even though we could do that, there are some other options out there. And so I've been compiling together some online whiteboard options for remote learning or even for blended learning whenever we get back into the regular classroom. And so I wanted to share some of those with you. And we're going to break these into three categories today. The first one is whiteboards while you're sharing or recording your screen. So these are, if you were to get onto a video call with your students, these are whiteboards that you could share while you're on a video call. Then we're going to talk about whiteboards that you record in an app. And then we're going to even talk about how to record real whiteboards. So there's a lot to cover here. I'm going to try to do it in a short amount of time without overwhelming you. So let's start with number one, whiteboards while sharing or recording your screen. And so these are the ones where if you get onto a video call, you know, say a Zoom or a Google Meet or a Microsoft Teams video meeting or something like that, you can share your screen and then you're able to draw. And if you've got a touch screen device, of course, drawing with your finger is easiest, but if you use a mouse or even if you use your touchpad, it's still possible. And so here are some of those options. The first one I wanted to share with you is the Canvas Chrome app. You can find that by going to canvas.apps.chrome. It's just a simple little web app that lets you draw on your screen, real basic. Then there's Jamboard. Jamboard is a Google product. You can find it at jamboard.google.com. This is an app that makes your screen look like a whiteboard. Now, this is not to be confused with the Jamboard hardware, which is a big interactive touch panel that you can put in your classroom. This is the app that goes with it, and you can use it on any device for free. And so you can draw, you can add text, you can add sticky notes, pictures, all sorts of stuff. There's also the whiteboard app in Windows. So if you're working with a Windows laptop or a Surface tablet or something like that, you've got your whiteboard app, which, by the way, in the bottom left-hand corner of your Windows screen where it says type here to search, you can just search for whiteboard, and it gives you a simple whiteboard that you can share on your screen. There's also the AWW app, A-W-W. A-W-W stands for a web whiteboard. And what's neat about this is It runs on the web, and you can actually make it a collaborative whiteboard where multiple people are working on the same whiteboard at once. You can find that at awwapp.com. That's awapp.com. Then there's also OneNote. So if you're using a Windows device and you're able to share your screen, OneNote could really work as your whiteboard. OneNote, by the way, is my favorite note-taking app, and it lets you blend together, ink drawn on the screen and typed text and images and all sorts of things. And so you could definitely use OneNote while sharing your screen. And then, of course, there's Slides and PowerPoint. If you want to put presentation slides up there and then share your screen. And what's nice with that is you can, of course, type text, you can put images and shapes, and you can even drag them around on the screen as long as you're still in editing mode. You just wouldn't hit that present button because then you're able to make kind of all those things interactive. So the next category we've got is whiteboards recording in an app. So if you want to get an app that will recreate the whiteboard experience, here's a couple of them to check out. One is Flipgrid. And so if you've been listening to this for very long, you've probably heard of Flipgrid. You can find it at flipgrid.com. It's free. And as the teacher, you can use what they call the shorts camera to record little short videos for your students, or your students can respond. Either way, you can switch it to the whiteboard mode. There's a little button down at the bottom that lets you switch to whiteboard mode, and then you can draw. You can add text, you can add images, all sorts of things. Then there are the two standbys that have been around for so long. That would be the Explain Everything app and the EduCreations app. These are both, I think we usually think of these as iPad apps that let you write on a whiteboard. It records your voice, it records your screen. And then to wrap this up real quick, this is a little longer episode, but lots of things in it hopefully have been useful to you. What if we wanted to actually record a real whiteboard? I mentioned earlier how you could, of course, just aim a webcam at an actual whiteboard and draw. So that is one option. Record a whiteboard with your camera. Just set up your computer or whatever device you have, aim the webcam at a whiteboard, and just either hit record or do a video call with your students. And then there's one other one, and that's to use your phone as a document camera. Basically, if you're on a video call with your students, what if you take your phone and you join that video call with your phone as a secondary device, almost as another person, and then just aim your phone at a sheet of paper or some sort of document you're working on or whatever, and then you're able to, mark on it. And I've actually got a diagram of what this would look like. So, all of these things that I've talked about, I hope I haven't totally overwhelmed you. I wanted to give you lots of options in this episode. But all of these options are available in a post that I did at the Ditch That Textbook blog. And so you can go to ditchthattextbook.com/online-whiteboard. That's ditchthattextbook.com/online-whiteboard. Or, of course, you can just go to ditchthattextbook.com, go to the blog, and search it for online whiteboard. And so from there, you'll have links to all of these things I've talked about and a diagram of what that document camera option would look like with your phone. So hopefully, with all of these, you've gotten some new ideas that you can use.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.